Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a forward-thinking meeting. Lots of these things I have thought about, prepped about for years. Maybe a year and a half. Some years. Forward-thinking meeting. If you desire to be ahead of the game, you have to be about 7 years ahead of the game. 7 years. People are calling me an overnight success or came out of nowhere. That's been happening since 2008. July 20th, 2008. I was forward thinking for whatever today is. What is this? April 8th, 2020. What is that? 12 years ahead? that's thinking 12 years ahead, right, Grace? You're the mathematician around her. 2008, almost 12 years.
Almost 12.
2008 to April, yeah. 3 months shy of 12 years. 3 months and a few days. That's how it is. This is your first time joining us. I don't think it's anyone's first time. You know what? Let me write that down. Let me write that down. I'm going to add that to the meeting. Let's see. More new people help. There we go. More new people help. If this is your first time, I'll just say it just for the recordings. If this is your first time joining us, this is my daily meeting. And it just is that. It's no thrills, no gimmicks, no marketing ploy. This is real talk. How we continue to grow this company past expectations and economic disruptions. That's how we do it. That's how we're alive. That's how we stay connected. It's good to see Team 2030 here in such fantastic numbers. Fantastic numbers. They are giving up their evening just to be here, and I'm grateful for that. And this is a good learning lesson. As a matter of fact, Deanna, tell us, do you remember which college reached out to us that wanted to study this company? I never told anybody that. Did we ever get back with them? I think I finally gave you permission for them to do it.
Yes, and
she's looking it up. There is a college that wants to send two of their students over here to study this company because of the work that we're doing. Because of the work we're doing and how we do it. And then they even may have a few ideas that I'll be able to tap into as well. So it's going to be both ways. They get to, like, think of them as interns with.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Ideas or interns. It's research. It's for research for them. It's their final exam, I believe, or a major project. And then it's also, they want to be in business too. So that's why they come here. I think that's pretty cool. I've never even seen it like that before. So once you find this, I'm going to move on. You find it, and then we'll, I remember, once you say the name, I'll remember it. Oh, I can't move on. I'll talk about something else because the first one, two, three things are for you. So you keep finding out. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell you, you should be forward thinking. I'm going to give you an example of that. In 1994-ish, some of you were two years old, some of you. Satish was just coming to his own. He was just about to start learning English and taking over the Western world like he has. And he was just going to start doing that. He was coming to his own. 1994-ish, Kodak had an opportunity to forward think. But Kodak, well, not 1994-ish, that's a lie, Grace, 1999-ish, had an opportunity to forward think. Kodak decided that the cell phone camera would never disrupt its business. Not just Kodak, all digital, all cameras, all camera companies. They all decided that digital photography would not be a big deal. And I quote, this is real research. And I quote, our customers like coming in to the store and waiting 1 hour to get their photos for the customer experience. Okay, somebody head should have fell off of that. Who likes going into a store in 2020 for 1 hour for the customer experience of waiting for anything? Exactly. And it's true, in 1999, the cell phones were irrelevant. 2000, irrelevant. 2001, irrelevant. 2002, 3, 4, 5, 6, irrelevant. And then, boom. That dang old iPhone came out. The iPhone came out, saved Apple, completely saved Apple, completely. Made Apple super relevant, resurrected Steve Jobs' legacy. And then the cameras got so good that there was no need to have another camera. How many of you have spent $1,000 on a digital camera to take professional photography in the last 3 years? Okay, Deanna has, but she's mm-hmm. a professional photographer, so, well, that's because we're a media company. So I did, so that's one, because we're a media company. We got two of them, right, or something like that? Nice. That's good. Three. All right, we got three of them. Anyone else? No? Nobody else? Okay. And if I wasn't a media company, would I have one? No, not at all. And Deanna, how often do we even use those cameras when we got to travel? Give me a percentage. 1 to 100.
1%.
Why? Because it is easier to take tripods and these little things.
Yes.
So turn them sideways than having them big cameras in these bags. Yeah. It's just easier. And how many iPhones do I have that have no service? Their only purpose is to shoot video. 4K video.
You have two with no. You have one with no service, and then the other ones have service, but you use it either for a fan phone or...
Well, yeah, that service just to take the media, live videos, and then push it to...
Right.
To, right. I had to, okay, so let's rephrase the question. How many phones are dedicated that they're used as for video around here?
Three.
Good stuff. So instead of buying three more thingies, cameras, just bought three more phones. Why? Because we can shoot, we can go live if we're in a Wi-Fi area. That's need service. Because the phone can connect to social media, Canon cannot. Forward thinking. Here's my thought process. That's my thought process. There's a great book on this called Innovator's Dilemma, written in 1997 by a Harvard professor named Clayton Christensen. I invite all of you to read that book. Deanna, put it in chat for me. Actually, no. Grace, you put it in chat for me, because Deanna, you're about to tell us about that college, and then I'm going to, the first couple of things are aimed at you. Clayton Christensen, both with C's, Innovator's Dilemma. It's an extremely famous book now. He is the person who coined the phrase disruptive companies or disruptive technology. We only understand disruption because of him, and he backs it up all the way to the 50s. All the way to the 50s. And you'll see. Companies have been disrupted because once you get so big, it's hard for you to move. And then you worry about the money you're making instead of the people like me disrupting the money that you're about to make, and then want to put you out of business. Why? Because no one cared about Netflix, because Netflix wasn't going after their customers. But in the moment Netflix got enough money, Netflix went after Blockbuster's customers. No one cared about Uber because Uber wasn't going after customers, not theirs. But the moment Uber got enough money, Uber went after taxis customers. Absolutely no one cared about Airbnb. It was the stupidest thing on planet Earth. Just the idea of sleeping on an air mattress. Nope, this is how Airbnb started. Get the air mattress, I got a room, boom. No one cared about Airbnb whatsoever. I'm talking to y'all team. No one cared about Airbnb. Until Airbnb got enough money, and then they went after the hotel industry. Every single time that every company that you probably are making fun of right now, a few of them are getting ready to disrupt total industries. I don't say this out loud, but Deanna or Grace, you've been here the longest. Who knows what industry I'm disrupting? I've never said it out loud, and I maybe have said it to y'all once. Now, in fairness, I'll give you time to think. In fairness, why on earth, Satish, would I not tell them, or would I not just tell the general public when I tell everybody everything? Why would I do that? Because I am a spy, nonetheless. Always be, look at my left hand, there goes my right hand. Now you're knocked out. All right? Always. Always going to be that way. Deanna, you got your hand up. What industry am I disrupting?
You want to disrupt the information technology industry.
That is fair. That is fair. You are correct. That is a byproduct of what I want to do. That is correct, though. I am disrupting that. But there's more. Grace, come on, jump on the sword here. That's actually a very good guess, Deanna.
I don't know.
I don't know if this is a byproduct of it either, but you also want to interrupt the education.
That's it right there, Deanna. There it is, right there. There it is. You saved Grace, because I was going to make you answer anyway, Grace. He was not taking an I don't know way out of here. You got lucky. There it is. I saw a gaping hole. The next industry, there's a few industries that are going to be absolutely obliterated. One industry is already dead, and they don't know it. They are dead. Dead, 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 dead. Here's my Nostradamus again. The universities and colleges are dead. And I knew it back in 2012-13-ish. I knew that I wanted to take on the universities and colleges. I knew it. I knew it then. I'm telling y'all, their days are over. They just don't know yet. And I'm irrelevant. They don't care about me. They do not care about me at all, Satish, because I'm not taking their enrollments. They don't care. I can't. Deanna, write this date down for me forever. I'm going to replay the hell out of this video. in about 10 years and say, I told you so. I am. I'm going to bust me a Gary V and say, I told you so. I am. Write this day down. Save it in notes. This is the ultimate I told you so date. You just write this down. Whatever this date is, April 8th. Tomorrow's my son's birthday. April 8th. Now, yes, I'm going to bake him a cake today since it's death outside. I gotta bake a cake. They died out there, y'all. I don't know who coughed on the cakes out there. I don't know.
Save me a piece, please.
Yes. Maurice says, not taking their enrollments yet. Facts. I am irrelevant. But you know who I disrupted first on the way? What I disrupted first on my goal to disrupt the education, the colleges and universities, all I care about. That's they in my sights. It's over for them. Over. You know what I'm saying? Over. Done. As long as I live, they have a problem. They need to send Terminator back here and then get me as baby if they want to. Yeah, I don't understand the Terminator joke. Never mind. I'm just saying, right? They need to, you know, come back when I was 6 years old. What's up? Take me out of here. It's over for them. It's over. I'm telling you. I understood this, that it's a gaping hole. I understood that the cost of education, I actually say it all the time. I'm going to tell you how I say it all the time. The cost of education and the return on investment were poor. But every time I tell y'all, every time I say, I be dropping hints all the time, and don't nobody be listening. Every time I say, there's only two places, Grace, that oratory teaching exists.
Church and university.
Uh-huh. Every time I say that, like, how would I know that information? Why would I know that? Every time I say that, that is me telling y'all, I've decided to ruin the colleges and universities. I did. Absolutely did. Now, everything that's I'm getting ready to bring up is part of the plan of how I'm going to do that. We're about to have conversations at about, in some case, I'm looking at the list right now. The first idea is 7 to 8 years ahead of its time. And the second two are just instructions on that. The second idea is about 4 years ahead. Let's go 4 years. Let me think. Okay, got that. Corona's going to delay it by a year. And then you got the money answer. Yeah. 4 to 5 years ahead of its time. Podcast, that's now. But I was on podcast in what year, Grace?
2012.
That's right. This is the podcast. This is the podcast golden era. This, you'll never see it like this. Yeah, I don't know how long it's going to last, but this is golden era. It's 2020 and all this time. But 8 years ago, I saw it. And then, yeah. So, though, right then. Everything else is okay. Deanna Marie, I'm going to mute your mic. Because we started something and didn't finish it, and I don't like it. We need to finish my voice script. Yes. Now, did we already finish it and we just haven't put it up?
I believe we did finish it, but I'll go back. I think we did finish it because we spent like a whole day.
We did plenty. We spent a couple of weeks. And yeah. Then one day we had a tap in the source moment. And we got 300-something conversations done
yeah.
in one day. I want that ASAP. Okay, remember I told you yesterday, if I say something without instructions, it's all good. But if I say something with it, it moves to the top of the list.
Mm-hmm.
This is the top of the list thing. And I'll explain to everybody what I'm talking about. I'll go into detail so you can understand. But for now, let me finish giving these instructions out. And it needs to be uploaded to Alexa Voice. Is it, what is it? Alexa? No, yeah. Is Alexa Skill or is it Google Skills or
Alexa? I think it's Alexa Skills.
What is Google called? It's Alexa Skills. It is. It's Alexa Skill. In fact, hold on. I'll share my screen so everybody can see it at the same time. Screen share. Oh, I must didn't update. Optimize screen for video call. Oh, wow. Zoom just updated. I don't think they... I think I got to update my app. Alexa Skill versus Action. Google Action. Alexa Skill versus Google Action. That's what it's called. All right, there we go. I just didn't have it up. So it is updated. Alexa Skill versus Google Action. They're both one and the same. Skill versus Action. This is for smart speakers. All right? For smart speakers. Can y'all see that? Smart speakers.
Yes, we can see it.
Is voice artificial intelligence. And right now, that's how little it is. These numbers. That's how little it is. This is Google Assist apps by last year, January. That's it. We're way ahead of the time. Way ahead of the time. Now, before I explain all this, Dana, we need to be on Alexa Skill and Google Action. I don't want to go through a third party.
Okay.
Okay? I don't want to go through a third party. This is something that we're going to do ourselves.
All right.
All right. I think we tried to go through a third party in that, right? Yeah. I'm not trying to do that. We're going to do this ourselves. At the very top of the list, you and I are going to figure out voice artificial intelligence ourselves. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Not Sagasoft or not some third party out there. We're going to do this ourselves. There's a reason why. Well, because I'll tell you the reason why. It's just, it's going to be $99 a month, $149 a month. $299 a month. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so, and that's irrelevant. What we want to do, I ain't worried about it providing as a service. What we want to do is be first. Let me show you that list again. I want you to see this list. This is just Google Actions. But let me see if I can get y'all. I want y'all to just pay attention. You got to pay attention to a few things. So you got 15% education and reference, and then all, you know, games, news, et cetera, business, finance, blah, 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 blah. You don't see anything about coaching on here, do you?
Uh-uh.
Oh, not too many personal brands. It's all good. It's all good. And we don't know if education and reference is actual colleges and universities. Understand? Super first. Half of these people listening ain't heard of Alexa, well, probably heard of Alexa Skill and Google Actions. Right? What is Alexa Skill, Google Action? It's if I yell Alexa, I probably need to stop saying it so loud from the darn speaker off. If I say Alexa right now, yes, how can I help you? And then you're supposed to be able to say, Alexa, activate Antonio T. Smith Jr. skill. And right there, you would be able to have, I think we got a 300, 400 conversation with me, lead you to services, brand, et cetera, all sorts of stuff. Okay? All sorts of stuff. Real deal conversation, like a chat bot. Speaking of, Dan, I want you to add on that. We need to get a chat bot as well. I need to have chat bots. Chat bot as well. We need to finish the Alexa skill. I mean, the voice and the chat bot all at the same time.
Okay. Got
right?
It.
All we got, because all we got to do is just take the voice, turn it into text. That's a chat bot. That's it. All right, let me break all this down. I say this all the time, and maybe it'll catch to some of you this time. This, if you listen to audio, I'm holding up two phones that just both happen to be Apple. This is the new TV right here. Podcast is the new radio. This is the new TV. Podcast is the new radio. This is the new TV. Podcast is the new radio. And you need to respect that. Because right now, I guarantee y'all, while on lockdown or quarantine or stay at home, depending on what region you're in, because we got two hemispheres of the world here right now, I promise you, you have picked up your phone more than once today. I promise you, you have. For most of you, the first thing you did before you brushed your teeth was check your phone. And that's not wrong. It's normal. It's normal now. Satish, IT professional, says, on average, 125 times a day, do you go to your phone? How many of you go to your TV 125 times a day? But in the 90s, in the early 2000s, how many of you old enough to remember running home to go watch Power Rangers at 3 because school just got let out? Come on, don't fool me now, all right? That's all over the world. The Indian got their hand out. You know, I gotta see who's the Green Ranger. I got to go see, all right? Come on, that was a big deal. That was a big deal. Saved by the Bell. You understand? Dragon Ball Z and all that stuff. Yeah, there was a time we went to our TV 125 times a day. Yeah, it was. But now, it's the phone. Now, when you want to, what was radio for? Radio was essentially for entertainment, obviously, but then news, entertainment, okay? Dragon Ball Z for me, that's what Chris Holmes say. News, entertainment. Where do you get that now? You put on your headphones, and you listen to podcasts. How many of you get in your vehicle or take public transportation and you can't wait to listen to what's on the radio? Not a dang old hand should go up. You better be 70 if your hand is going up. Maybe 65. I give you 65. And it's been a long time. How many of you get in your car and listen to what's on your phone? Whether it be Bluetooth or you got the headphones in and you listen to music or something, a book, anything. We don't even get in our cars and cut on our radios no more. You know how insane that is? Because we used to pick cars based on how good the radio was. Or we would get a car that was in our budget and then say, the first thing I'm going to do is take it to the shop and change this radio. Come on now. A Bose system. Yeah, I couldn't wait to. I like this car. I like everything, but I can't stand that factory radio. I'm going to get that JVC player that pop up like that with a detached face. Come on. Come on now. I live in the world, too. We always, if you ain't had no detached face, you ain't even had no car. Come on, ain't nobody want to steal from you if you didn't have that detached face. Ain't nobody trying to steal that factory radio with that cassette tape in there. You understand? Now we don't even listen to the radio. We get into the place that was dominated by the radio, and we don't listen to the radio. On public transportation, some of you wouldn't even be able to take the train or the bus if it wasn't for your headphones. You would go insane. How many of you have ever left your headphones home and immediately felt depression? All right. Okay, everybody got their camera on, put their hand up. Immediately, oh my God, I left my headphones. Oh, it's going to be a long day. I've even turned around three cities. Uh-uh, I'm going to get those. We just late. Mm-mm, I can't work without them. Watch it from the 68 and the 230. Yo. Yeah, get it? While watching TV, you pick up your real TV. And you pay, how many people agree with this statement? I saw this on Facebook a while ago during quarantine when it first started. Someone said Netflix should have a category that says watching while playing with my phone, really not paying attention. That should be a category of movies. Steve said, spot on, right? That should be a category. Watching while playing on my phone, really not paying attention. That, what kind of movies can I get with that? And I said, this person was a genius, whoever made this meme. This is the new TV. Podcast is the new radio. If you are like my aunt complaining, the lady who adopted me asked me, Deanna, what she asked me for that I can't even do, y'all. All this technology around me, I can't even do. No, come on, she laughing. I can't even fulfill this request. I don't even know how no more.
Wait, because when she asked me, I was like, wait, this not even my mom. And I'm like, no.
This used to be what we did, y'all, and it's changed so much. Go ahead.
She wanted you. Wait, which one? Because there was like, there's two things that she asked, and you was like, this.
The only one that I just can't fit. I don't even have the capability no more. No
she
one
wanted
does.
You to burn her a CD.
That's I right, thought, Grace. Laugh.
Yeah.
Don't even do that no more. Right? We just create playlists. You understand? We create playlists. So I've got to figure out how to burn her a CD because she adopted me, for God's sake. My laptop doesn't even have CD players. Not a single, there's not even a drive. There are three Macs in the office and not a single one of them has a disc. I do have an external drive, but it don't burn CDs. It just plays Blu-ray DVDs. And I told Deanna I had to get the software. Well, I guess I could. This is the truth. This is what happened. I guess I could go into iTunes and create a playlist and then burn that playlist. And then I immediately got tired from the thought of doing that. I didn't even do it. My body didn't move.
Chris says he does that for old churches.
Well, Chris, I'm sending it to you, and I need a CD to you, and and I'll pay you for it. You the CD man now. I would rather pay you $15, $20 so I don't have to do that. Because she is dead serious, and knowing her, she's going to stay on me until I do it.
Yeah, and I'll send you the playlist.
There you go. You just made you some money, sir. That's the crazy world you live in. This isn't about right or wrong. This is about recognizing where you are and being forward in that. So should you be trying to get into CD duplication? No. You should be forward thinking enough to know that CDs are going to die. I would tell you they are already cassette tapes. The newer cars don't even come with CD players right now. Lisa said a laptop versus CDs. There you go. You close it. You get it? Deanna, we need to be on Alexa and all those voices. Now, all that, so I can tell y'all this. Voice is the future. And I've been saying it for a long time. I've been saying it as loud as Gary Vee, if not at the same time before. I'm telling y'all, when people start searching for real estate, it won't be on MLS. As weird as that sounds, real estate agents are going to be the very last people to switch over to voice, and it's going to hurt. When people Google, like Google understands this, it is why Google has actions. Google disrupted itself. I'm going to show you the screen. I'm going to share my screen with you again. This is how you understand if your company is going to be alive or not. This is Google action. Google is number one in the world for search. But they came up with Google Assistant and actions on Google. How do I create a Google action? Right here. Pretty simple. Deanna, I'll send you this link. Pretty simple. What you should be understanding is Google knew that voice is going to take over. So Google said, we're not going to let some other company have voice searches. We going to be first in voice searches. If I'm not making sense to you, I want to make sense to you this way. In the future, just like the 68 and two-thirds-year-olds did when OnStar first came out. Remember that? Certain vehicles had OnStar? You couldn't drive. Well, Google didn't exist. You couldn't drive and pick up the Yellow Pages. What's a restaurant in Chicago? Is what they said. When people search for, let me see somebody's business. When people search for, there you go. Good job, Chris. You got it. Photography. Chris say stolen. Good. I'm trying to help you out. When people say, I'm looking for a photographer in Huntsville.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire.
Tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
All this SEOing, although it's fantastic, it will die. Why, Antonio? Because Google, because voice search is going to give you one option. Let me share my screen again. Everybody listen. Let me share my screen again. I hope you see it this time. I searched and I got, Grace, what's this number?
$13,640,000,000.
In half a second, Google gave me back $13,640,000,000 searches. Now, Satish, how long do you think it would take you to listen to that many voice searches? A lifetime. Right? So what does that mean, everybody? It means sometime 7 years in the future, someone's going to say, yes, I would like an IT company, and one result's going to come back. I like a photographer. In what city? I'm thinking Huntsville. Huntsville, Arkansas? No, Huntsville, Texas. Okay, searching. Chris Holmes. That's it. You're getting one search back. If you don't believe me now, find out the weather. I see Reggie use his voice on his phone all the time. And it give Reggie back one result, what he wanted. You see him too, right, Grace? Reggie holding the finger, one. You don't say, Reggie, okay, I got 13.6 billion options. I'll start reading an option one now. No. And I'm telling you that some of you, your businesses are going to be left behind. I'm telling my staff, we ain't getting left behind. You understand, Deanna? Because voice is where it is. It's not going to change. Do you understand? And 7 years from now, it will be all there will be. And we going to be first. Got me? Go ahead, Chris. I'm here for you.
Oh, that's very important, too, and I'll do, use my own.
Most important thing I said, bro. Most important thing I said in 2020, I promise you.
Most definitely, because I remember a few years back, I'm definitely innovating to the voice, but I remember getting a phone call off my business line, and I was in the one of the first questions, well, like later on in the negotiation, I was like, how did you find me? Oh, Google. I was like, what? So I had a company that actually from out of state was looking for photographers to capture for their equipment because I guess they had need inspection pictures and different like that, and searched and my name company popped up, and that's how I got the gig. So I know that's very important when it comes to
and
that.
And you just answered Maurice's question in chat. Because when it comes to voice or Google, how do you pop up? What's popping up on that one voice search? Whoever's got the content out there that the algorithms have decided this is high quality content with backlinks and all that stuff. You start now. If you start doing 100 pieces of content a day, like I've suggested, and you do that for 365 days, Grace, show your calculator. That's 365,000 pieces of content a day. Now, Grace, I need you. Oh, well, so as you share your calculator, I keep everybody up. Maurice said he's got it. Put in 365,000 times 7. Now, Grace, put plus 100, because there's a leap day in there, equals. That is Read that number for me, Grace. You know I went to public school. There ain't no comments in there.
Don't do a public school like that. We went to the same school.
$2,000,000 I told you. You paid attention.
$2,555,100
Now, who you think's going to show up on voice search? Chris Holmes with $2,555,100 or Chris Holmes with two pieces of content a year? Got me? It's a big deal, isn't it? Big deal. Big deal. Forward thinking. Deanna, voice. Got it? Chatbot. Esports is next. I'm very serious about esports, and they got me messed up. There's too much money being exchanged without me. You understand? Way too much money exchanged without me. It's way too much. Way too much money being exchanged around me. They need to share. Reggie needs new shoes. Red ones with the red lace.
Oh, I got to say this. I just dawned on my head. I feel like esports is definitely, like, this is their biggest opportunity because everybody's forced at home.
No doubt. The NBA has revitalized its NBA season online. The NBA did not stop. Not online. That's actually what they're saying. NBA season did not stop on NBA 2K. That's literally what they're saying. That's not even me being smart. All right. Grace is with me. Say it out loud, Grace, because she's starting to get it.
So, Antonio, I think I want to invest in esports.
She's with me. Grace likes me flipping her money. Ain't that right, Grace?
Very much so.
No problem. Yes.
And
yes,
and with
ma'am.
The NBA, what you were talking about, man, I was upset because yesterday I thought the 2K tournament was coming on, but it's not coming on until tomorrow.
See that? See? And there was millions of people watching. There's someone else teaching you how to redefine your business. His name is Joel Osteen. Joel Osteen is breaking the internet with viewership online. It's insane. It's never been seen before. He has consistently broken the records of online viewership of any event. And this week, he's partnered with ABC. ABC just to do an event. I'll just say event to keep it cool. Just to do an event, because we have many people here, with other celebrities. It's fantastic. It's amazing. Tyler Perry, Kanye West, Mariah Carey. It's absolutely amazing. That's how you redefine what you are attempting to do for yourself. Forward thinking. I'll show you all a picture. Forward thinking. How can you take your business and dominate mobile TV? I just decided. Fine. If I can't get 10 million people watching me at one time, I'm going to post 10 million times a day. How about that? So you're just going to see me all day. All day you're going to see me. All day, every day, you're going to see me. Go unsubscribe or something. That's how I feel. This is how I feel. I've got no pride about this. Bring me your attention. And y'all need to be saying the same thing. Because Kiara, they out there looking at something. Might as well be looking at you. Why you think I use Reggie so much? You think I'm a fool? You think that I don't know that there's a whole sect out there that doesn't, you know, he's a dreadhead and he's 6'7". I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm trying to get anybody who likes dreadheads. Reggie, get on camera. I'm exploiting him. There he is, little. Yes, I'm exploiting him as much as I can. They out there. Whatever. Look at it, with the gold, with the diamonds and the teeth. That ain't me. I ain't got that. And I ain't got that crowd. Get yourself out there and be sexy. Yeah, so here's an office. I can't tell you how many times.
Handsome.
Handsome.
Yeah, that's right.
Handsome.
Thick and handsome.
There you go.
Thick and handsome.
Yeah.
We in that thing. That's right.
That's it. I can't tell you how many times I done told Reggie, get out there and be thick and handsome. I ain't saying thick and handsome, though. Get out there and do that. Why? Because I understand he attracts some attention. I don't look like Reggie. Get it? I don't. And going on out there and give you those attention too. Sure. I can't wait until I find me one of them white guys with that 5 o'clock shadow that's permanently there. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, the one, and he's got the little tattoo right here. The little one with, you know, just a little one right there. You know, yeah, or like right here, right there. So when he do his hands, yeah, right there. It's real little, you know, and something obscure, maybe like Texas or heart or a cross or some Hebrew letter or something. You know, that guy, the 5 o'clock shadow, I hope he played guitar too. I'm going to have him doing solos on live with the guitar. I might tell him put on some sandals.
That sounds like E.S. Walker.
It does. It sure does. And my man E.S. Walker is a Trump supporter. I need more Trump supporters. I need more of them. E.S., when you see this video, get yourself over here and let me exploit you for attention with your good-looking self. Love me some E.S. Walker. You're right. Get it? That's how you do it. Deanna? Esports, what I need from you is to, we need to launch that right now. I got my kids, they ready. They ready. They don't even play a game with the joysticks. They play it with keyboard and mouse. They ready. All right. Next on the agenda is I want you, Deanna, to research. I've already done this. I already know what's up, but you need to catch up. You need to research, we're going to say this, we're trying to get Reggie started. Research taking advantage of 5G. I'm trying to get them started. Taking advantage of 5G. He took his headphones out. We're not going to be able to get rid of it. We ain't going to stop it. So we might as well benefit from it.
Might as well just climb in your microwave and sit down at the table and cut it off. That's exactly what we're supposed to have us. We're supposed to be a bowl of noodles.
that Reggie. We're going to take advantage of 5G. Here's what I mean. All that voice stuff, all that. Because once 5G rolls out, that's what all your voice is going to come in at. You understand? So all your voice is going to come in there. That's why all the what apps are. And we want to be forward thinking on this. We want to design this company by the end of this year to be fully capable of taking advantage of 5G. Got me? All right. Chris, come here from me. I sure hope y'all learned, because this is exactly what I do every day.
I was just thinking, like, wouldn't this be, like, the greatest opportunity to take advantage into it right now, since I feel like 5G is like a top search topic. Since, like, I know it hasn't launched full fledged, but it kind of piggybacks on like being the early birds of everything.
No doubt. You always want to be first. You always want to be an early bird. First isn't actually always good, because that's a nuance there. Let me try to, you ask a fantastic question that has complexities inside of it. So let me address your question first. Then I'll address to your complexities. Yes, always be the early bird. Why? Because you want everyone to have to go through you. or you want when people start paying attention, they find you when they start learning. So what Chris G should, Chris G, what Chris Holmes should do for 5G, mix you up with, look, Chris G.
Hey, well, that got me a nickname.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, right, this is Chris G. This is Chris G for 5G, right? You know, you want to do a bunch of training videos of, since you're a media company, you're more than just a photographer. You want to do a bunch of training videos for 5G right now from a media perspective. Why? So when everyone else starts researching 5G tutorial, guess who they popping up? And now you look like a thought leader expert, and now they subscribe to your YouTube.
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that, because I had a gut feeling. I'm glad I made myself do a video yesterday where I basically, like a presentation on Zoom, I broke down what all my services can do. So I feel like that can be like the intro, and then I can go more in depth later on with, along with what you were saying.
Absolutely. And then you just make those videos all adding value. You make them about the services. Here's how you can do it. Here's some tips. Here's some tips. And the more you make it about the services and how Kiara can make money, is the more that Kiara will keep coming back to your page, because you will keep making her money. You will be buying her allegiance because you put the money in her pocket. Help me, somebody. Now the complexities. 5G is completely rolled out. It's just not rolled out in the West. Okay, that's one of those complexities. I won't get into the, so you have a war going on right now. You got four wars going on right now. Two of them are most notable for this conversation. You have a trade war and a technology war going on right now. And that trade war and technology war is happening between America and China. Now, while avoiding the politics of said event, I still have to bring up politics because I can't address the complexities around it. 5G is completely rolled out in China. Completely. And it's been for years. As a matter of fact, when you go to the ATM in China, they scan your face and your money come out. All the new things that happen over here right now, y'all have heard of the bicycles you can rent. And that's been in China for years. Yeah, it's a Chinese idea in America now. That's been in China. Where else would you have bicycles? Too many people, right? So you have bicycles to get back where you're from. What you do is with WeChat, the app, you get on a bike, WeChat, recognize you're on a bike. As soon as you get off, they recognize where you left it off, and it tells other people this is where it's at. The reason why 5G is so rolled out in the East is because Chinese citizens are used to not having the level of privacy that most of you afford. They're just used to it. So it wasn't hard to roll out 5G that was going to invade your privacy and turn you into a noodle, as Reggie said. Right? It's not hard. It's not hard at all. It's absolutely not hard at all. It's everywhere. But then when you get over here, we got different laws. Now, we're talking about a $5 trillion swing. You know, he who rolls out, what's the number one rule of business? I say it all the time. Number one rule of business. Give it to me, Grace.
He. Oh, shucks. Hold on. Is it?
Who spends? Who spends?
Oh, he who spends the most money on customers wins.
Number one rule of business. There is no other rule. After that, you have to say customer service. He who spends the most money on the customer wins. So the trade war, one of the things that's happening right now is the fact that China spent the most money on 5G. They won. So what do? To stop that from happening and a massive upside of the world's number one economy becoming world's number two economy, you stop it. You say, wait a minute, can't do it yet, right? And you put out some stories that are real, some stories that are true. That's the politics behind it. 5G is ready to roll. The UK just signed up for 5G. they were trying, that may be in jeopardy now, but for different reasons, coronavirus being one, because the prime minister himself prayed for his healing as coronavirus. Nevertheless, that's what's happened with 5G in about 5 minutes. So that's the complexities of it. Down to research 5G, we want to be ahead on 5G. Got me? Okay, got a few more minutes. Sandals, I have a post for you. I want to talk about MeWe now. Because 5G brings up a fantastic opportunity for privacy. 5G pretty much invades your privacy. There is no more privacy. There's absolutely no more privacy. You can, and here's the deal, it's going to happen to you whether you want it or not. You already give up your privacy anyway. We just pretend that we don't give up our privacy. You already have, how many of y'all don't remember your Facebook password right now? You know, because that app is stored in your, that app got it, your phone got it stored in the cloud somewhere. On Apple, it's called Keychain. I'm not sure what it's called. Maybe Google Password or something like that on Android. Yep. That's hard. You don't know your password. Your device does. That's a big deal. And that's just one of the many examples in which we consistently give up our privacy, but we act like we don't. We don't want privacy. We want convenience. That's why people like me are in business, because I understand that y'all don't want privacy. You want convenience. In my case, I just happen to protect your privacy. That's why I don't sell your information and stuff. It keeps me in business. MeWe is a social media platform. I don't get paid for this. That is all about privacy. It's the first one I found. That's why I've been sending y'all invites. Actually, it's the only one that exists. That's why I've been sending y'all invites so you can get to it should you choose. Because there's no ads. And there's no need for ads. With MeWe, you get 100% organic growth. That means every time you post, your entire community will see your post, Justin. Every time you post, everybody following you or in your group will see your post at the same time. That is completely disruptive. Now, the reason I'm bringing it up, it's because I want to tell you on something. I make my living teaching Kiara how to do Facebook ads, Google ads. You understand? I'm one of the best in the world at it. If you just pay attention to Facebook right now, y'all should see me everywhere. You can't even, at this point, you can't even watch another video without seeing me. I make sure of it. I am interrupting your video experience with me. My little chocolate face. I'm doing it on purpose. It's my job. My job is to take what you like and mess it up. That is my job. That is my absolute job. As a marketer, that's my job. As a marketer, my job is to say, oh, okay. You like Pinterest, huh? Yep, messed it up. Sure did. Oh, you like that email? Yep, messed it up. Nah, now what? I'm just looking for the next thing I can mess up. That's the job of a marketer. Job of a marketer. MeWe will save some of you money. I rarely give advice. I tell y'all stuff all the time, but I rarely give advice. I'm going to give advice now if you're small and struggling. If you're a small business and you're struggling, if this economic disruption has hurt you, do me a favor, Satish, put the link out in chat for me. You have an option. I'm going to send this to you. She's going to post my link so you can follow my page should you join, because you need to follow my page. God dog it. Right? Should you do that? Now, you don't have to. You can just go to MeWe or whatever. But you should probably go follow my page. Now, MeWe is free. You never have to pay for anything. If you want a page, the way they make their money is $1.99 for a page. I think I said just one time. Like a professional page, you know, like a fan page. So they make their money because it's free, 100% organic growth. You never have to pay anything to reach anybody. What this does, Lisa Jones, is it kills your need for an advertisement budget. I'm blessing somebody now. There is no need. MeWe has no ads whatsoever. No ads whatsoever. Not a one. Not a single ad. You won't be interrupted. You won't be interrupted. And thank you, Satish. You won't be interrupted. Okay, go and get your money. Yeah, you pay $1.99 for a page. If for a professional page, if it's just your personal page, you don't pay anything. A professional page, $1.99. This is where we only pay for this. So just listen up. Just give me advice. This is where we find out your mindset. You're small because you don't have an opportunity, or you're small because you don't have the mindset. We're about to find out. MeWe has a premium membership that costs $4.99 a month. I did all this research so I can tell you this. That's how they make their money. They make their money selling the features. That's very, not selling the features you need, selling the features you may want. If you're familiar with Line App, you can buy emojis, right, for 99 cents and get a stick of emojis. If you're familiar with Fortnite, you can buy what they call emotes, skins, and the dances and stuff. It's called in-app purchases. This is no different than anything that's already happening right now. Candy Crush. How many of you are familiar with Candy Crush? Then you have to buy lives. Duolingo. When you mess up, learn a new language. You got to buy lives or buy hearts. This is just is what it is, but they're not doing it like that. It's just the extra features. This is what I want to tell you. On average, I spend $10,000 a month on ads. Now, we could find out if you're small because of your mindset or small because you just haven't been afforded the right opportunity. I can tell you for sure that I'm going to build my MeWe audience up. Why? Two reasons. Privacy. You got to remember, I spent time as military intelligence. Privacy is very important to me. And I can tell you, as things move forward, I want to protect the people who follow me and their privacy. That's why your information is private here. But I would love to move you off of some social medias and put you in a private social media, a social media that protects your privacy and doesn't sell your information. There's no facial recognition apps for MeWe. They're the only social media that has a privacy. What is it called, Deanna? I just call it play bylaws. They have privacy bylaws. Basically, that's not what it's called. It's called something else. But anywho, that's what it is. About to make one after my podcast interview. Smart man. That's what I would do. Pay attention, y'all. If you're small, if you're in a impoverished area or impoverished season of your life, to trade a free personal page for a $4.99 month page instead of paying $10,000 in ads, that's just smart. And here's the cool thing. MeWe never has to take off and become the next big thing. And if anything happens, more than likely Facebook or somebody will buy them. There's no doubt about it. They will get bought. because that's what happens. Right? If you threaten Google, Google's going to buy you. Instagram threatened Facebook and Twitter. Facebook bought it first. Instagram is the Twitter of pictures, if you don't know. You know how devastating to Facebook Instagram would have been if Twitter got it? Instagram is literally tweeting pictures. Literally. Right? It would have been devastating. If you're small and you're looking for every last one of your posts to reach your audience, I would find something like MeWe. If you can't find that, go to MeWe. It costs you nothing. If you want to upgrade, you can, but you don't have to. You can still enjoy the user experience. You just don't get all the cute emojis, right? We're talking about emojis, for God's sake, and the video calls and stuff like that. Today, you'll start seeing me doing some features and stuff that's just unfair, but he who spends the most money wins, right? And I'm doing the $4.99. It is what it is. Now, this is what I want to tell you. Reggie, send to me, before I tell you that, I just need, when your first episode's going up on the podcast, I know you're ready because I saw you advertising. I just need to know so I can support you. Okay? Let me know when that happens. Deanna, I need from you and Grace, my other woman host, so I can start this podcast. So I'll let you have it show up on my podcast. Now, last thing. Hear me. Hear me well. There's only one way out of this. This is either a recession or it's most certainly economic disruption. I'm going to tell you it's a recession. This is what I'm going to tell you. And tomorrow I will send you new data. On a tomorrow, Friday, I will send you new data about the unemployment and where it went to. Listen to me, Al. There's only one way out of this economic disruption. One way only. Sell more of your products. If you have the ability to cut your camera on, cut it on real quick. Cut it on. I want to see you. I want you to see me. If you have the ability, if you're on the toilet or something, you don't have to do that. Please. Please, let's not make you go viral. Let's not make you go viral with the how not to do. There's a lot of that going on, right? A lot of that going on. Okay, I want you to pay attention to them. They're not going to tell you this. They're going to tell you, get a loan, SBA. They're going to tell you that you need the government. That is a lie. As a matter of fact, if you ever accept help from the government, you're going to stay in the middle class. I'm just telling you. That's just the way it is. If you accept tax benefits from the government, you're going to stay in the top 1%. There is a difference. They're not going to tell you this. Fox News is not going to tell you this. MSNBC is not going to tell you this. That's both sides. I'm thinking left and right, being very fair. I am a capitalist. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I don't care for either party. Both parties got blood on their hands as far as I'm concerned. Okay? I'm a capitalist. Listen to me. Blue president will send you to war. Red president will send you to war. One government. There's only one way out of an economic disruption, and that means Maurice has to sell more of his stuff. There's no other way. It's sell more of what you have. It's become your own bank. And I can't think of a better way to forward think and sell more of what you have than to reach 100% of your audience every single time you post. That's what I would do. Steve, this is what this means, brother. And thank you for always being here. It means you can take your advertising budget and spend it somewhere else that makes your business grow. You know how much money I am spending to give away a free book? Every day, I spend at least $250 to give away the amount of books I'm giving away every day. Every day. So I don't know what 250 times 365 is. I don't even know what that number is. That's just to give away a free book. Do you know I wouldn't have to spend a dime for that? If I could reach 100% organic growth, if I could reach all 365,000 of my people at once, every time, I could literally just ask a dollar from one person and make a $365 a day. $365,000 a day. Anywho, take your privacy very seriously. Get out the recession by selling your products. Period. I did my very best to design this meeting for two reasons today. I wanted to get us back forward thinking, execute, but I also wanted to give you my secrets. This is what I'm doing. I'm focused on voice heavy, cell phone heavy, privacy heavy, and I can't wait till people start complaining about Facebook and everybody taking their privacy. Because guess what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, come over here, privacy over here. And then I'm going to say, and I mean here is an ATS. I'm going to say, hey, ATS has, no, we don't do all that stuff. Now, as a matter of fact, I love y'all so much that we're meeting over here, social media perspective-wise, because it's private over here. I can't wait. I can't wait till people complain so I can do that. You need to be doing the same thing. If you know there's a shortage on toilet paper, you need to be selling baby wipes. If you know there's a shortage on hand sanitizer, you need to be selling face sanitizer. It just is what it is. If there is a problem, there is your chance to be a millionaire. Please pay attention to the loudest complaints on your page today and go find out how you can get $1 million a month from those complaints. Yeah, that's what the hell we doing. You understand? Send me all these reports. Me and you would get together on every meeting today, and we will every meeting we've had thus far, we would get together today, and what we would do is we would figure out what didn't we do, what did we do, and we'd get it done. Got me? Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plan better. You can dominate. Thank you, everybody. Tried to give you as much as I possibly could. Go on out there. Make as much money as possible. Love you more, Phil. All right, Steve, Kiara, Team 2030, Nia. Thank you all very much. See you later.